Ready for a positive change? I've got the steps for you. And wow, if you could do two of these, you are gonna get that positive change. Time to talk about how to create a positive change in your life that's really gonna last. You know how many times you've attempted to make changes and it doesn't stick. Well, the reason why it doesn't stick is because you're only trying from one angle. If you want to make a change, you got to come at your brain from at least four different angles. Four different ways, that's going to change behavior. But one direction? I don't know. What I learned about the brain is that the brain demands evidence. The brain demands that you convince it that it really should change. So when you show up in your life in four different areas with some small improvements, you're gonna get the attention of your brain to start to pay attention. Did I just say that? Get your brain's attention to pay attention? That's what you're actually doing, is you're trying to get this all these old habits in your head for your brain to pay attention to these new habits. So I think there's four different ways that you can make changes that are really pretty simple and they're really doable. And you could start these today. Like the first one, check this out. This one's a blast. It's a music list. It's time for you to get a really good, healthy, motivating music list. Now, when I say healthy and motivating, I'm mainly talking about the lyrics of the song. If you're listening to songs that have to do with breakups and loss and mean people and terrible things that have happened, well, those kind of stories get inside your head. What you want to do is you want to create a list of songs, like 20 of your favorite songs that have great lyrics that literally are going to move you and motivate you because of the lyrics. Now, music motivates you, but you want to be super careful about the lyrics. Go look up the lyrics online, read the lyrics. Read all of the lyrics and make sure that message is motivating and encouraging you to be a better person. Because today, there are songs out there that are about manipulation and trickery and hurt and abuse and taking advantage of people. A lot of songs that sound good are not good. All you gotta do is check the lyrics. But if you were to compile a list of 10, maybe even 20 songs that have great lyrics, you're gonna notice with this one section, it's gonna help you change your life because music moves the people. Okay, second, if you wanna change your life in a really big way, start writing yourself a personal story of where you want to go in your life. Tough to get somewhere when you don't have a plan. Now this is not really goal setting. What this is storytelling. Inside your head, there is a story department about you. And it's got this locked down story about who you are, what you can do, what you can't do, what you shouldn't do. And it's got all these things mixed into this particular department inside your head. What it needs is it needs an upgrade. Because if you have not written a story about where you're going in your life, you are still functioning off of all the clutter that is in your head about you and your life. And it's got pieces and parts of all kinds of thoughts that it's just kind of a mess. So get into that part of your head, write yourself a new story about what you wish could happen in your life. Now, a good personal story, a really good one, is gonna be like a full page. I know, top to bottom, a nice full page. But wow, if you could write the front and back of the page, that's a game changer. That's a lot to talk about. That's a lot of details to put in there, but it is one of the important components that we must do if we want to get control of what's going on in our head so we can make a better positive change in our life. Next, what I have here for you is clean up your language. You know, somebody who has sloppy language is going to have a sloppy life. Somebody who has negative language is going to have a negative life. Somebody who has scared language is going to have a scared life. I mean, it just matches. The way we speak, the kinds of words we use, literally points us into living that way. Now, how does that happen? You know, how does that actually happen? Well, the way we speak attracts people who also think and speak the same way. It's like we are actually grouped with people based upon the way we talk and how we talk. You know, so if I speak positive and I'm hopeful and I love thinking about what I can build and create, well, then what's going to happen is people who like to build and create and are hopeful are going to gather and be around me. So I actually choose the kind of people I'm hanging around with by the kind of language I use. So you might want to check in and see, you know, how much of what comes out of your mouth is negative? You know, how much what comes out of your mouth is positive? You know, are you hopeful or doubtful? And if you want to up your game and improve your life, you know, being around great people guarantees you're going to have a great life too. So clean up your language, but that probably first means pay attention to what's coming out of your mouth. Now, you have two languages. First language is what comes out of your mouth. Second language is what's going on the inside of your head. So when you're not talking, what's that language like inside your head? What's going on in here? Are you hopeful? Are you positive? Are you believing? Are you building a life? Are you organizing your life? Or are you inside your head saying negative things about yourself, hurtful things? What if you're inside your head and you're saying hurtful things about other people? Well, sooner or later, all that negative stuff and hurtful things in your head, it's going to create a hurtful life. It really does. What goes on in here and what comes out of here gathers those kind of people, and that's what you get. That's what you get to live with. So you got one language here and another language here, but start here. What can you change about what comes out of your mouth? And you've heard this before. If you can't say something nice, then shut your trap. Maybe that's not what you've heard. You've probably heard of, you know, shut your mouth or be quiet. But if you can't say something nice, then just literally shut your mouth. You need to shut your mouth and stop that language from even coming out of your mouth. That's if you want to have a positive change in your life. This is what's required. A little bit of music, write yourself a story, clean up your language. The last one is, you know, the way in which you treat people. This one right here says, higher purpose, serve. Live a higher purpose. Find ways to serve people. You can go down to the local organization who helps serve groups of people. There's all kinds of different organizations in the world who provide great service. And that's a great place for you to start. You could, you know, care for your neighbor. You know, do something nice for your neighbor. Maybe bring the trash can in for your neighbor. Surprise them. Do a little service there. But one of the parts that can really make a big difference, along with the other three, is to really serve a higher purpose by getting into service. The more people you help, the more the help comes back to you. What goes out comes around and it comes back to you. It's karma. You know, it's either got good karma or bad karma. And so I hope you can turn into a person who's putting out the good karma, meaning literally doing acts of service for others. And here's something to think about. The higher the level of service you give to others, guess where you're at? You're at a higher level. So if you give low level of service, well, then you're at a low level. And doesn't that make sense? It's like, if you want to change your life and improve your life, what are you doing to serve people and help people? How do you help people? How do you motivate, encourage, inspire people around you? So the higher the level of the purpose you live, you just took yourself there. You just moved yourself there. And that just changed your life. I love these four. These are all doable. You can find some music. You can write a story. You can clean up your language. You can find somebody, help them, serve them. Now, you could do all four, or you could just start with one. But start with at least one, because it's time for you to make a positive change in your life, and every single one of these is doable. But now you know what it takes. And if you do one plus another one, oh, that helps your mind begin to change. But if you add a third one and a fourth one, it's a done deal. You are on your path to improving your life for a positive change. Positive change, so doable for you. It is so doable. Now, sometimes when you go to make these positive changes, what would be helpful is to have a mentor. Now I've got two options for you. Number one, you know, I have a monthly mentoring subscription where you can be part of this and I can coach and mentor you literally every month of where to focus, what to do, and how to get yourself to move forward. Second part is, I've got an online program about how to manage the thoughts in your head so you're not beating yourself up and tearing yourself down. And I've got both links here below. Choose one. I think either one of them would be a great option for you in moving forward and making a big difference in your life.